I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As the war in Ukraine continues, electricity and heating shortages plague the nation. For many people, electricity is only available 2 to 4 hours a day. Unreliable heat means most homes are only able to be heated to about 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association shares updates from a pastor named Victor.
So in a recent report from Victor, he talked about setting his clock by the various different problems that he's facing. Setting his clock by the air raid sirens going off in the middle of the night every night, and setting his clock by the sequence of rolling blackouts when the power would come on and off, and to be ready to charge phones and do whatever he needs to do, and actually for his wife to prepare some food while the electricity was on.
Learn more about how you can help support the Ukrainian church at missionnews.org. Then 9 years ago yesterday, Pastor Raymond Koh disappeared off the streets of Malaysia. His wife, Susanna, has been locked in a years-long legal battle with the Malaysian government and police for answers. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA tells us about the November court victory that Susanna received.
The police were ordered to reopen the investigation and to report back to the judge every 2 months how they were doing on the investigation.
But the Malaysian government appealed, and last month, another judge granted a stay on the ruling. This halts the reopened investigation.
Even deciding the appeal, deciding the stay, could take 3 to 5 more years.
Ask God for the truth to be revealed and for endurance for the Koh family.
It will take more judges on the appeal court that have courage that will stand up for the truth as well.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.